Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I hope you've had a good day Thursday, and wishing you a good day with the repeat program on Friday at Buenos Dias. I'm actually recording this program on Wednesday morning. I have a trip tomorrow, leaving around noon. I'm going to be spending some time with our two children in Massachusetts. One is in the Boston area, and with the grandchildren, two of them out of the three, and the one in the Boston area, Jorge Luis and Glory, and the two kids, Daniel and Alejandro. As you may recall, Ale's been working with us on the farm, but he's spending some time at home in Boston. He'll be back, I think it's the 24th of January, so I'll be with him. And then in Williamstown, our daughter Jenny, the third of the four children, and Sinead and Hollis is studying at Andover, this prep school I'd been talking about. We had the reunion recently, the 63rd reunion here in Puerto Rico, and my wife and I hosted. In the main, I'm going by myself, Pinky's staying, because it's a ski trip, and it's not really, you know, the more important thing is skiing. The more important thing is to spend time with the families and the grandchildren, the children, just quality time. I love skiing. It's a sport I've been doing since about 6 years old, and with ice hockey and Saranac Lake were the winter sports, a little bit of basketball too, the throwing in. Skiing, there are various sports that are just relaxing. They involve so much nature, and they are taxing on the body, but at the end of the day, you just feel this relaxation that's fantastic, and skiing is one of them. Scuba diving is another that comes to mind. Swimming, spending the time either, you know, in pool or on the beach is another, and they're just great sports. And there's a lot of time as you're going up on the chairlift to have conversations, and as you're having lunch, and you know, as you're driving to the ski resort and back and forth, and it's a real good social event. And you can kind of ski with really great skiers and not so great skiers. Usually, you go down this green trail, and we'll go down this this blue one. The other ones will go down this black, and we'll meet at this particular juncture and come back up. So it's a good. Hopefully, there'll be good snow. There's been quite a bit of cold weather in the Northeast. Hopefully, there was one of the good things in these days is as long as it's relatively cold, they can produce snow, and in that respect, it's a big advantage over the old days, fingers crossed. But the most important thing is just to be there with them, spend time, talk about life, what has them concern, what has them happy, and work with them as we have to do as parents and grandchildren, all of our lives. It never stops. There's always challenges and great things happening, and it's just part of life. So we'll be spending 10 days in Boston and Williamstown, and as I said, mostly skiing, but some good time, going to the different restaurants and just spending time at the homes. So it's Wednesday morning. It's been a chaotic since our last program. It's been a chaotic week and a chaotic day. Hard to compare them to others. Just as I was leaving this morning, as I said, again, this is Wednesday, I'm recording at 11 a.m., and just as I was leaving, first of all, I forgot my cellular, so I had to go back up, and I had to also, at the same time as preparing this morning for the program, also preparing to go to Calle, because I have to pay the different people that work there for us, and do the kinds of things I usually do on Friday. Put the two things together. But lo and behold, as I got down to the as the elevator opened, there was about five members of ICE, and I went into the parking lot. And lo and behold, there's been some construction work, and you know what, how the ICE officials found out, but apparently there are after the people doing the construction work on one of the apartments, whether somebody snitched on the workers and kind of wanting to hurt the person's contracting, or they've been following this group. But there they were, and as I got into the parking lot, they were carrying out the sand, and either carrying out or bringing in. I just don't. There were about four pails in the lobby, and lo and behold, in the parking, the cart was turned over, and the pails of sand were spilled over on the pavement, as if they saw the ICE people and literally dropped what they were doing and ran. I wasn't about to ask and check and everything else because I was in a hurry for this. And in that chaotic morning with everything, I forgot to bring my notes and the articles that I use with my notes. So I'm kind of moving along based on my memory of the things I was going to cover, and I'm going to, references to the articles and all are going to be more based on memory of what discussed this morning. Usually when I prepare for a program, it comes little by little. This was no different, but more because of all the things that were happening this week, more of it was done this morning. I got up like six in the morning or so to prepare. One of the things that always happens when you have a lot of things on your mind and you haven't had the chance to prepare things the way you've wanted, is whether you jump the exercise for the day. Usually I start the morning, usually 7 days a week, I start the morning with getting out and doing some exercise. And this morning was going to be yoga. Yoga, I do it once or twice, but at least once. And I do it up on the azotea, on the top of the condominium. And it's nice and quiet, and there's a nice view, and it's it's in the shadow, but the sun's out, and it's just to be out there is calming. And one of the things you're sort of tempted, let me not do this today. Let me just go and get a shower and have breakfast and do. But I toiled a little bit with the decision, But basically said, no, let me go up. Let me go up and do the yoga exercises, stretching, and the ones, as I've said, I combine, based on experiences I had in the yoga classes at this retreat back in May at the Art of Living, and combines calisthenics kind of with stretching. And you come out of there feeling very, very good. And I'm glad I made the decision to go up there and do the yoga exercises. And it worked, feel pretty good about that. But in terms of morning, there was an article, and it's incredible, these in terms of, well-being and happiness and joy and longevity. These major newspapers, Wall Street Journal was the one this morning, and the title was something to the effect is 5 a.m., a good time to get up. And basically it says there's kind of a movement by people that move that argue or feel that getting yourself up early in the morning at 5 is really good for your well-being. And the article basically says that that's very personal. There are people who are good morning people, and there are people that are, you know, good evening people and kind of in between. And it all depends. If you're an owl, they call a bear, and you do well in the evening and like to, you know, stay up until 12 and work in the evening, whatever it is, or even further. You get up at 5 and you're going to be short, and it's going to be pretty painful, and it's just not going to work for you. And vice versa, if you are a morning person, and I'm a morning person, I like not too bad at night, but mostly a morning person. You know, whether I put the alarm clock or not, I'm up, you know, 6 to 7 in the morning. And you know, you force, if you're furious, yeah, in my case, I force myself to 5, that's too early. And also, you know, you get up with, at this time of the year, it's all dark, and that's kind of, not the kind of, get up I want to see when I wake up. So you know, the Wall Street Journal says this is very personal, and so you know, the title was kind of interesting, as you know, you thought they were going to be arguing for the 5 a.m., but it wasn't that at all. So in the the ice with my first experience I've had. By the very, very first experience I've had was seeing ICE officials, and there were probably about, in the lobby, there were about 5. And then as I walked out to the parking lot, there were about 4 coming in. So there were about 9, you know, at least visibly at that moment. There may have been more, you know, the main entrance, because this, that's my first experience. And I have to admit, watching the news last night with all that's happening in Minneapolis and what's happening in Venezuela and what's happening with Iran and the threats to Greenland and Denmark and what's happening with Cuba, Ukraine, you know, it's tough to keep your wits about you and it gets very stressful. And you know that there's certain things you can't control, and you shouldn't be worried about them. These are things that are I certainly can't and will not get involved with the kinds of things I have on my plate. Still, you watch the news and you read the newspaper, and it's hard to not be affected. And of course, wherever you meet with people, they're talking about all these kinds of things. So, you know, it's a chaotic world right now. It's tough to say that it's not. I just wouldn't be frank. And so, you know, we've got to work with it and live with it. I remember, I don't have this exact saying, but this morning there was a really good Andy quotation, and it had to do with the importance of valentía, courage, to decide what are the important values, and then to make sure that with them you follow them, and that's a great message, and it goes along with the word that I mentioned last week of consistency. It's gone, in terms of the values, gone up in priority for me, and you know, I think that as I read the different things that are happening, it continues to be really important. For example, I know I had articles on it. I was going to bring up things that frankly bother me. The amnistia, for example, on persons who have fines for their traffic violations. These amnistias are for, you know, either property tax or income tax or what have you, have always bothered me. I don't think it's fair to the people who who pay on time, and or who pay like I did one fine with all the penalties, and you know, about that was about 3 months ago, and then to have this amnesty take place, it doesn't seem fair. And then I think it's counterproductive to have these things continuously take place while people don't then do things the way they should be done. It's like the punctuality. If you have, let's say, either it's a doctor or going to mass or for example in Rotary, if you have the priest starts right on time, you will see that very few people will get late. People will be there, 5-8 minutes before, and if they wait for it, it gets worse and worse and worse. In Puerto Rico, the concerts, the symphony, it starts right on time. People are there, and the doctors who take care of you at the appointed time, and that's rare, but some of them do it more or less. You make sure you're there. If it doesn't really matter, say it's 8:30, well, heck with it. You get there way ahead or way before. It's just a chaotic thing. So consistency, I think, is a great value for everybody. It keeps us from the chaos on it. And whether you bring it to decisions what's happening with Luma and the cases, that word consistency always comes to mind. I kind of smile when Luma is. And I always say I'm not in favor of Luma. I don't think they're perfect. There's all kinds of things, but I like to be consistent. If you're going to say that all the power outages have improved tremendously, and it's because you were great in doing the improvement in the generator, well, you can't be arguing that Luma's not doing wasn't doing a good job, because you're admitting that there was the generation was the problem. And if outages have improved, well, then Luma hasn't done that bad a job for the other things that they're in charge of. So, I always struggle with the situation where I don't see consistency. We're kind of running out of time in this first segment. I'm going to make a couple of more comments on Luma, and then I'm going to go into my week and with it tie in some of the things that there were two articles. One of them was Six Habits, and the other one was Six Attitudes for Longevity and for Happiness, and tie them in with what I did during the course of this chaotic, difficult week. Okay, so we'll be right back after the pause. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.